Hello, and welcome to the AI Interface, your daily digest of everything AI. I'm your host, R. Sarah, and joining me today is my exceptional co-host, R. John. It's Tuesday, March 12th, 2024, and today we're navigating the complex currents of artificial intelligence news.
That's right, Sarah. Today we'll dive deep into some of the most pressing AI stories making the rounds, from regulatory warnings and government interventions to the implications of AI in elections and beyond. So, Sarah, where do we start?
Let's kick things off with a report that's been turning heads. A report commissioned by the US government has raised alarms about the potential risks AI poses to national security, even suggesting it could lead to extinction-level threats to humanity. This comprehensive document pushes for rapid action to mitigate risks associated with artificial general intelligence, or AGI.
An extinction-level threat sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie, Sarah. The report talks about AGI, which could theoretically perform tasks at or above a human level. It's a concept that's still in the works, but it's getting enough traction to worry some of the brightest minds in the field.
Exactly, John. And what's more intriguing is the report's radical recommendations, like making it illegal to train AI models beyond a certain level of computing power, enforcing controls on AI chips, and even outlawing the open sourcing of powerful AI models' weights. They're calling for a new federal AI agency to set the rules.
Those recommendations are unprecedented, Sarah. It's a direct response to the rapid advancements in AI, such as the creation and rollout of tools like ChatGPT. But imposing such strict regulations could face serious opposition, not to mention the potential to stifle innovation.
Speaking of AI stirring the pot, Google has taken steps to restrict its AI chatbot, Gemini, from answering queries about elections in countries where elections are underway. It's a move to prevent misinformation, but it also raises questions about censorship and the limitations of AI in providing accurate information.
It's a fine line, Sarah. On one hand, it's about protecting the integrity of elections. On the other, it might limit the tool's usefulness and reflect on the company's lack of confidence in their AI to handle sensitive topics responsibly. The modifications mirror a broader conversation about AI's role in information dissemination and societal governance.
And there's the urgent warning from another US-funded report, which echoes the first by pointing out the clear and urgent need to address AI's potential weaponization and loss of control. It suggests interventions like establishing advanced AI safeguards and limiting computing power, which seems to be a recurring theme in these discussions.
That's right, Sarah. The parallels between AI and nuclear weapons as destabilizing forces on a global scale are particularly striking. This narrative of urgency in establishing controls and safeguards indicates a significant shift in how we perceive AI's impact on humanity and global security.
Lastly, let's touch on President Joe Biden's recent suggestion to potentially ban AI voice impersonation. This comes amidst a spate of robocalls using AI voice clones in dubious ways. While primarily a political maneuver, it could have profound implications for music artists and the entertainment industry at large.
It's fascinating, Sarah. On one hand, a total ban could protect artists and their intellectual property, but on the other, it could stifle creativity and innovation. AI impersonation is a double-edged sword with significant benefits and risks. It's a debate that extends well beyond politics into the realms of art and ethics.
Absolutely, John. Today's discussions highlight the multifaceted, often contentious relationship between AI and society. From government interventions and election integrity to the creative industries, the journey of AI is fraught with ethical, security, and philosophical questions.
And that wraps up today's episode of the AI Interface. We've journeyed through government reports warning of AI risks, Google's attempts at safeguarding election integrity, and the potential regulation of AI voice impersonation. It's clear that AI's role in our lives is evolving, sparking important conversations around its development and regulation.
We'd love to hear your thoughts on these topics. Join the conversation on our social media platforms or on our website. Your insights and opinions are what make this discussion richer. Until next time, keep pondering the AI interface that shapes our world. Goodbye.